Christopher O'Reilly here, and to make this week's podcast, we went out to Kalamazoo, Michigan, to be a part of one of the most prestigious classical music competitions for teenagers in the U.S., the Stallburg International String Competition. We spent all day and night watching some of the most hard-working and accomplished kids from around the nation compete, and a lot of them we knew as From the Top alums. Every performance had something extraordinary about it. We would have counted ourselves lucky to have any of the 12 competitors take a slot on the show. You're about to meet the three young women who took the top prizes. Enjoy.
From NPR.
It's From the Top.
Celebrating the power of music.
In the hands of America's kids.
Here's our host, concert pianist Christopher O'Reilly.
Welcome to a special From the Top. Today we're going to visit one of the great competitions for teenage classical musicians in the U.S., the Stallburg International String Competition. You've heard plenty of Stallburg medalists on From the Top over the years because as we search the country for talented young string players, we're drawn to this competition and the incredibly gifted batch of violinists, violists, cellists, and bassists who show up every year in Kalamazoo, the home of the Stallburg. I sat down for a brief conversation with Margaret Hamilton, the executive director of the competition, after the semifinal round to help set the scene. Margaret, tell me briefly the history of the Stallburg competition and why it's for string players. It's really in honor of a much beloved violinist and teacher, yes?
You are so right. It's in honor of Julius Stallburg, who was a longtime resident of Kalamazoo, music faculty member here at Western Michigan University School of Music, directed the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony for decades, and died unexpectedly or too soon in 1974. And it was his family and friends and community members who literally gathered around Esther Stallburg's kitchen table saying, how do we commemorate the life of this man? So they came up with the notion of a competition, and they hoped at that point in time that it might last for 5 years. But Julius had extraordinary ties to the greater string community, and of course his work with string students, he was the violin professor, was legendary here. So we're just so lucky that that legend lived on much beyond 5 years.
It's just an amazing thing. So describe the process to me. You know, how many kids apply every year?
This year we had an all-time record broken. We received over 200 applications. So each year it's been growing, and I believe that there are a number of reasons: word of mouth, happy contestants, happy parents, extraordinary performances that come out of this, plus the supportive audiences here in the Kalamazoo community. A young person will apply anywhere between the middle of October to our February 1st deadline, and then those applications go through two rounds of screening here in Kalamazoo. It's an anonymous process. So if we take this year's numbers as an example, those 200 applicants were whittled down to the 12 semifinalists that we heard today.
How is that even possible? I mean, you know, just, you know, the proof is in the pudding. Of course, the 12 that I heard today were more artists than competitors, I think. So what is that process like? Do you have a hair-splitting moment, you know, getting them down from 200, or is it fairly obvious? I mean, the level must be astronomical at this point.
I think the level is astronomical, and I'm always grateful that I am not the person making those decisions. Our screeners, who do remain anonymous, they are well-versed in the literature and the profession, in what the field is like. There are multiple screeners at each level. They listen very carefully. They proceed with great integrity. But as you can imagine, there are some really tough calls made at the end.
And when can kids apply until? How old can they be?
Our rules call for them to be age 19 or under as of January 1st of the competition year.
Mm-hmm. So the kids you work with are very much eligible to appear on From the Top. As a matter of fact, this year there's a large overlap, yes?
There is a huge overlap. And I think that's what brought us together. We've noticed that overlap over the years, that alumni of From the Top also end up being alumni of the Stallburg. It's a wonderful connection. And of course, the missions are so similar, too.
Yes. Well, you've had a wonderful legacy on From the Top with all the kids that we always send a shout out to the Stolberg for your support and acknowledgement of this great, great talent. So thanks for talking with me, and best of luck with this year's competition.
Well, thank you, and long live our Mutual Admiration Society.
After I talked with Margaret, those 12 semifinalists were winnowed down to 6 finalists, and finally to the 3 medalists you're going to hear on today's show. First up is the outstanding violinist who won the bronze, 18-year-old Maya Angeli Buchanan from Chicago. With Elizabeth DeMio at the piano, Maya will perform the finale, Allegro Assai Vivace, from Eric Korngold's Violin Concerto in D. Thank you. Maya Angelou Buchanan, 18 years old, and her bronze-winning performance of the finale of the Violin Concerto in D, Opus 35, by Eric Korngold, at this year's Stallburg International String Competition. The pianist was Elizabeth DeMio. By the way, Maya rather impressively also won the first prize in the 2017 Chicago Symphony Orchestra Young Artist Competition. After she played the Korngold in the final round of the Stallburg competition, we sat down for a short chat. First of all, I just want to hear about this instrument that you're playing on. Mm-hmm. Tell us all about that.
Well, I have it on loan for 3 years from the Stradivarius Society. It's a Del Gesu made in 1729 or 1730, something like that. And I've had it for, I believe, like 6 months now, and it's definitely changed everything for me. It's such a nice instrument for me to play, and everyone who hears it always tells me how much they love my sound, and I'm always like, well, it's my violin, it's so nice, and it just makes it so easy for me to convey what I'm feeling to the audience.
I know you had to audition for the Stradivarius Society to loan you this instrument. What was your first moment like holding the instrument and getting a sound?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was really scared that I was like going to drop it or something. So it was really nerve-wracking. But the second I played it, I was like, this is amazing. I have never made that sound before in my life. And it was really a memorable moment for sure.
And you not only played, on this beautiful instrument, but you played the most beautiful violin concerto ever written. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, the Korngold is just unsurpassed. I think this was an unfair advantage. I think this really put you in the mm-hmm. top category in this competition. And you played it so beautifully and enthusiastically. And it's, I can't believe we've, known each other now for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I owe you a coffee. We ran into each other. We literally ran into each other in Boston. She was at the Midtown and I was coming from the Colonnade or something. And we, get very excited. And I made her drop her very expensive latte on the street. So I owe you a coffee.
Yes.
And we've got bronze for you here at Stallburg. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how proud we are from the top of able to follow you and work with you and just stay with the family.
Oh, thank you.
Bravo, Maya.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Check out our online video series featuring music videos with our young musicians performing with artists from across the musical spectrum. Subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/FromTheTop. Over the last 13 years, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation have awarded over $2.5 million in scholarships to talented young musicians who have financial need. We still have more to give. Go to fromthetop.org to learn more.
Next up, the silver medalist at this year's Stallburg International String Competition, 15-year-old La Li, who studies at the Juilliard Pre-College Division. She'll perform the opening two movements of the Elgar Cello Concerto. The pianist again is Elizabeth DeMio. Thank you. La Li, 15 years old, and the performance that won her the silver medal at the 2018 Stolberg competition. The pianist was Elizabeth DeMio. I spoke with La Li right after that performance. La Li, thank you for being with us, and thank you for your beautiful performances today. It comes as no surprise to any of us that I understand when you were 11, you were the youngest winner of the Tchaikovsky International Cello Competition.
Yes.
Tell us about that experience.
Okay, that was held in Moscow, and I was living in Shanghai at that time, so I have to fly like a long distance to Moscow, and yeah, you know, I think I lived for a half month, and because they have three rounds, I guess, yeah. And there's many repertoire, and my teacher is really working hard.
So did you travel with your teacher or with your parents?
Yeah, yeah. At that time, yes, I traveled with my teacher because I was very small and my teacher wants to, like, tell you things.
Yes, like, of course. But I'm surprised to hear that your teacher had anything to tell you, because you played with such mastery and poise tonight. The Elgar was, you know, just supremely beautiful and had such a sense of flight. It tended to take flight in the way you played it. And diaphanous, as your gown was diaphanous as well.
Thank you.
And you get a beautiful sound out of the cello. And are you originally from Shanghai?
I'm from Hangzhou, a small town very near to Shanghai. And I studied in Shanghai for 5 years.
I know that my favorite musicians from China all come from Shanghai. I think there is something in the water in Shanghai that makes such incredible musicians.
Right.
So it is a great honor to greet you. And I hope you'll come be on the radio show sometime soon, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Lily. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Today's show may be halfway over, but your From the Top experience doesn't have to end here. Sign up for our mailing list to keep in touch with all things From the Top. We'll send you all the latest news, plus let you know when we're coming to a town near you. Sign up at fromthetop.org.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from the Howard and Geraldine Pollinger Family Foundation, committed to nurturing the development of talented emerging artists and sharing the joy that the performing arts bring to life. From the Volgenau Foundation, supporting programs that conserve natural resources, educate children, and promote classical music. From the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, providing scholarships to high-achieving students with financial need. And from Americans for the Arts.
From NPR, it's From the Top, celebrating the power of music in the hands of America's kids. Support for today's program from the 2018 Stolberg International String Competition was provided by the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation and the Harold and Grace Upjohn Foundation. Here again is Christopher O'Reilly.
We're going to stick with the cello for this next conversation. When we visit a competition, it's always nice to get the perspective of one of the judges. We're speaking with Anthony Ross, the principal cellist with the Minnesota Orchestra, and he's here now as the judge, one of the judges of the Stolberg competition here in Kalamazoo. And how appropriate is it, Tony? May I call you Tony?
Absolutely.
how appropriate is it that your career was really kicked off by a couple of early competition wins? You were a medalist at the Tchaikovsky competition, but a couple of years before that, you took first place as a teenager here at the Stolberg competition. What do you remember about that experience?
Well, it was, those competitions and these competitions are incredible moments for students and young professionals to look inside and really pull out the best of yourself. It's something that people ask me, what was the level like when you played? And to be honest, I don't know, because I was just so focusing on myself and becoming a better cellist and a better artist that you go out and play, and it's an incredible educational tool for every contestant, whether they make the semis or finals or not.
I was going to ask you about that because, you know, my experience with competitions, Clyburn, et cetera, my impression was that I learned more and listened harder and worked harder at competitions than I ever did in school. Was that your experience?
Exactly. And I remember when my teacher at Indiana, Fritz Mogg, said in my sophomore year, it's time for you to do competitions. And I was like, oh yeah, baby, I'm going to practice hard now. And I certainly did. It certainly was a tool. I did play this contest when I was 16 years old, 3 years earlier, and didn't make, I'd made the finals, but I didn't get any awards. And the funny story with that is that, of course, I was a local here. And
I know, we haven't really gotten to that. Here you are, a prize winner at the Stolberg competition, a Kalamazoo native.
Right.
And now coming back as a judge. So,
right.
So first time out, age 16, tell me.
Right, and the first time out, I didn't get a prize. And one of the judges was Fritz Mogg, who was going to be my teacher in college, which I didn't know yet. But he was also the teacher of my teachers here. And so as the contest ended, we had a little party at my teacher's house, and Fritz Mogg was there, and my parents were invited. And he told me to bring my cello because he was going to show me what my problems were. But before he did that, he sat us down, and the first thing he said to my parents is, "Now, let's discuss the lunacy of the judges."
I like that.
And, it wasn't lunacy at all. In fact, I wasn't sad at all. I mean, I had no idea what the true level was, and I was sure that it was higher than what I had played and that I had work to do, so...
There are three judges this year. In addition to you, Tony, there's violinist Scott St. John and Aaron Dworkin, founder of the Sphinx competition. So what are you looking for? What are you listening for? And what sorts of things pop out about these?
First thing for me is I want to be moved. I want to feel their emotion, that they understand the emotion of the piece, and that if the piece calls for me to cry, I want to feel like I need to cry. I want to hear their voice as a great human voice, so they phrase and sing. Those are probably my top two things, And the point of this is to reach people. Performing on stage, there's no other point to it unless you reach out to your audience and make them feel something special. And so that's what I'm looking for.
And as a cellist, you must pay special attention to the winner of the Bach Prize. Is that something that you all vote on, or is that something that you kind of hold on dearly to in terms of your turf being the cello suites?
Well, not really, because the violin sonatas are also
pretty good.
Great.
But the cello suites are really great, though.
Yeah, that's true. And they are really difficult, Pablo Casals said it took him 12 years of practice before he would play one in public. And I feel that way. I mean, I'm barely feeling like I can play him now after 40 years of practice, So I don't feel, no. I mean, I love the violin sonatas and partitas equally. I think they're just a different child of Mr. Bach.
Yeah. So. And so much is going on even now continuously with Bach and technique and authenticity.
The coolest thing about Bach is there's just a bunch of notes on the page. There's very few directions.
Right.
If you go to Beethoven's time, there's a lot of details you got to really look. But Bach, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
You have to really make an interpretation that's compelling, has some sense of style. And that's a wide range, what people think style is anyway. So Bach is always very telling about, what's going on inside the performer's mind.
Tony, great speaking with you. Thanks for being with us, and congratulations on a job well done.
Nice to talk to you, and it's great to be here.
Thanks. As you learned from that conversation with Tony Ross, the Stolberg International String Competition presents a fourth medal beyond bronze, silver, and gold to the best performance of Bach during the semifinal round. This year's winner, playing the Grave movement of the Sonata No. 2 in A minor, was a 16-year-old violinist from Seattle, Charlotte Marx. Charlotte Marx, 16 years old, performed the grave movement of the Bach Sonata No. 2 in A minor. Here's an interview I had with Charlotte about her Bach playing and about her going on to win the gold medal here at the Stallburg International String Competition. We're speaking with Charlotte Marx backstage after the finals of the Stallburg International String Competition 2018. And Charlotte, we were talking earlier about Bach.
Yes.
And your bluegrass roots.
Yes.
And folk music roots.
Mm-hmm.
And how the bow technique, mm-hmm, in bluegrass tends to be sort of loose and more, mm-hmm, fluid. And don't you think that helps Bach?
Yeah. I think one of the things that I think helps with Bach is the idea of having a pulse, having a beat. It's so central in folk music, is just the rhythm and the beat. And that's something that I feel like it's central in Bach, but it's something that's often underestimated. And just keeping that rhythm and the pulse, I think it really helps the piece come alive.
Yeah. I think Vivaldi, probably his contemporary, was probably even a little bit better with that pulse,
yeah,
sort of thing. Really,
yeah,
a kinetic sense of, mm-hmm, of how that works. And I just found that your Bach playing was so fluid and flexible. And
thank you.
I think that has to do with your bluegrass and folk roots. And so it will come to no surprise to anybody that you were the winner of the special Bach Prize here at the Stallburg.
Yes.
And now we can make the big reveal that you were the gold medal winner as well.
I know.
Oh my God. What did you think your chances were? I mean, for instance, when you were playing, did you say to yourself with the Saint-Saëns concerto tonight, were you saying, yeah, I totally nailed this, I got this? What were you saying?
I was saying, I mean, it's at this level, everybody's so incredible. It's just, it's totally subjective, I think. And, you know, honestly, as I was listening to, when I was playing, I thought I was doing really well. And then when I came out and sat in the audience, it was like, okay, this is over. Everybody was so just incredible. I couldn't, you know, when the third place and the second place were named, I was thinking, okay, there's no way, because I had heard them and they were so incredible. I didn't even slightly expect. It was totally incredible. It's such an honor.
Well, it was incredible to hear you in this context, because we're used to having you on From the Top doing,
yes,
all kind of fun and games.
Yes.
And here you were, total rock star, total diva of the violin. It was so beautiful to hear you play the Saint-Saëns.
Thank you.
And also the Bach, you know, just loved that too.
Yay.
Charlotte, we're so proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So here is that gold medal performance by 16-year-old Charlotte Marx. This is the third movement of the Violin Concerto No. 3 in B minor, Opus 61, by Camille Saint-Saëns. The pianist is Andrea Swan.
Thank you. Thank you.
16-year-old Charlotte Marx played the third movement of the Concerto No. 3 in D minor by Camille Saint-Saëns and won the gold at this year's Stolberg competition with that amazing performance, accompanied by pianist Andrea Swan. That's it for our visit to the 2018 Stolberg International String Competition. I want to particularly thank Margaret Hamilton, the executive director of the competition, for all her help in making this program possible. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Join me again next week when we'll once again take it from the top.
From the Top is written and produced by Tom Bagley and Tim Banker. The production manager is Elizabeth DeVore. The executive director is Gretchen Nielsen. Music recorded and mixed by Gordon Van Gent, Jeremiah Ortega, and Garrett Gagnon for the Overneath Creative Collective. From the Top is an independent nonprofit organization based in Boston. Our home is New England Conservatory, where outstanding young artists and inspirational teachers are transforming classical music. If you'd like to appear in our program, apply online at fromthetop.org. From the Top is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the National Endowment for the Arts, the federal agency that supports the arts and creativity in communities across the nation. More information is available at arts.gov. From the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide to address inequality in all its forms. Learn more at fordfoundation.org. And from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
This is Christopher O'Reilly, and I hope you had fun listening to this week's podcast. As you might imagine, making From the Top happen week after week costs quite a bit of dough. If you believe in what we do, we really need you to help us out. Make a contribution of any size at fromthetop.org. And now a little something extra as part of our podcast. Please enjoy my break piece. This is the fugue in E-flat minor from Johann Sebastian Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 1.